Check out my new show with Flaviar, Nightcap Live, A Spirited Debate. We're going to be drinking and debating every other week. Members of Flaviar will be able to join via Zoom and get involved. For you non-members, check us out on Flaviar's YouTube channel or become a member and come hang out for A Spirited Debate. On Tuesday, we're talking Irish whiskey. So grab a bottle and get in on the action.
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. Well, this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
Welcome to the show. The show. Yeah, I'm pumped today. I hope you're pumped too. Getting your pump on? Let's do this. We're going to do this together. We got a wonderful, lovely program ahead. Joining us is my old friend Jessica Hall. You got to know Jessica. She's done so much. You know what? I don't even think I can recount off the top of my head what she's done. So let's do something we haven't checked in a while with Wikipedia.
We're gonna ask a question and you don't know what it is, so we're gonna ask the Biden. We're going to Wikipedia.
Jessica Danielle Hall is an American actress, model, reality TV, and radio personality who appears in the reality television show series Kendra on E! She's the older sister of fellow reality TV personality Stacey Hall from MTV reality television series The Hills. In 2003, Hall hosted the MTV reality series Burned. Later, in 2007 and 2008, Hall appeared in episodes of Deal or No Deal as a briefcase model and Get Out, a travel adventure TV show on HDNet. From October 2009 to January 2010, Hall served as field correspondent in the television series That Morning Show on E! As of October 2009, Hall is co-hosting the new Playboy radio show, The Morning After. Something tells me Jessica Hall needs to update her Wikipedia page because it seems a little dated. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at The Imbiber, and the podcast's Instagram is at WWD_podcast. I'm always posting videos from the shows and pictures and interesting recipes and things like that. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to have any video with Jessica. We might, but I'm going to have some for next week's guest, which is actor Harry Lennox. And the week after that, which is, I believe, Maynard James Keenan. And the week after that, which I believe is Nick Jonas and John Varvatos. Yeah, I'm fucking bragging. All right. I'm proud of the guests we're getting on this show. I'm happy. I am. Okay. Before we get to Jessica Hall, we got a new feature. We're unveiling a new feature on what we're drinking. It's time to play the shots game. Shots, game.
Everybody!
Folks, I have a lot of alcohol in my house. A lot of it gets sent to me to sample it. It's not always great stuff. A lot of it is great, but sometimes it's not the best. And I always think, what do I do with this stuff? Well, we play the shots game with it. And here's how the shots game works. I have a special guest is joining us who is an expert in a field, an acknowledged expert in a field. And I will ask this expert three questions, and there are three shots. If they get the question correct, I have to do the shot. If they get it wrong, they have to do the shot. And there is a bonus question that we might throw out depending on how things go. Again, expert in a certain field. The questions will be in their area of expertise, and there are shots on the line. Joining us for the shots game right now is one of the world's leading experts on canines, dogs. That's correct. He's got The Language of Dogs on Instagram, which kills it. He wrote a book called The Language of Dogs. He hosted a show on CBS called Dogs in the City. Welcome back, our old friend Justin Silver. How are you, man?
I'm good, Dan, and a little nervous. I'm an expert on dog training. I'm not the best at anything trivia in any field, including myself. I don't remember how to spell my middle name sometimes, but I'm going to give this a go.
Well, we have the shots lined up, and our shot, we have a designated shot person whose job it is to make sure things don't get out of control, but also to bring the shots. So he'll be handing in the shots as we go along. I think we got to dive right in. Here we go. First question. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Let's find out what the first shot we're going to be. It's at stake here. What is the first shot? Shot person.
What's the first shot?
This one.
Okay. What is that?
Oh, it's a.
Oh, Smirnoff root beer flavored vodka. There Dude. It is. Justin has it in front of
this
me.
Is, my eyes are stinging already from this.
Come on, who doesn't love a good root beer flavored vodka? All right,
dude.
Are you ready? The shot is up for. Put it in the middle, so we both. It's staring us both down. We both have to possibly do this shot. Here we go.
Okay.
Justin Silver, dog expert.
Yes.
Here's our first question. This breed of dog has long white hair, is a toy dog, and was favored by both the ancient Greeks and Romans. What breed of dog? Long, white-haired toy dog.
Okay. You said haired instead of furred, so there's a difference between hair and fur.
Long, white hair.
Small dog.
Small toy dog favored by the ancient Greeks and Romans.
I'm going to say the Maltese.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure? With
no.
a shot of root beer flavored vodka.
No, I'm not sure, but that's my final answer.
You are correct.
Okay, great.
Oh, boy. Look at it. Everybody's going crazy. So it looks like I will be doing the initial shot of root beer flavored vodka.
I will be a good sport and take a little taste of it, so leave me a tiny bit because I will never let my friends suffer alone.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
We've both been vaccinated. All right, here we go.
Cheers to the Maltese.
Oh. Oh.
You know
what
this
strong.
Tastes like?
What's the proof on that?
Do you know what this tastes like?
100 proof.
Oh, it's 100 proof, too.
You know when you lick an envelope, the flavor of the envelope, the glue? That's what this tastes like.
Wow, that was harsher than I thought it would
this
be.
This is Maltese urine, everybody.
Okay. Fuck, maybe I should have gone tougher questions. All right, question number two. What are we having at stake here? Oh, Kansas Spirit Whiskey.
Oh, wait. This
I talked about this on the show before.
With me.
Yeah. It's a vodka-flavored whiskey. It's vodka, but they call it whiskey. Kansas Spirit Whiskey. I hate to break this to you. It's no longer available commercially. I have one of the last bottles. So here we go. Kansas Spirit Whiskey. Oh, I'm still hurting from the root beer. Okay. I don't like this either. It's true or false. My staff put together a terrible set of questions. Justin's an expert. He's no fucking rookie. It's a rookie question.
Let's go. You can give me a harder one.
Oh, boy. True or false, a greyhound would beat a cheetah in
false.
A long-distance race.
Oh, in a long-distance race.
Long-distance race. Greyhound would beat a cheetah in a long-distance race.
Well, a cheetah is certainly faster than a greyhound, but a greyhound, they are bred for their endurance. So I'm going to say that the true one is if the greyhound will beat
the
greyhound will beat the cheetah.
Greyhound
that's true.
Would beat a cheetah in a long distance race. True or false?
True.
That's final true. Answer?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. I'm not a cheetah expert, but no, I don't want to read anything. I would think I think a greyhound is going to beat a cheetah because they're built for endurance.
God damn it! Kansas Spirit Whiskey. Going down. And by the way, I am really drinking this stuff. This is not made up. Here we go. All right. You want me to save you a little? I'm going to do that.
Save me.
Right,
I'm going to go in there with you, buddy.
Okay. That's not actually not as bad as the root beer flavored vodka.
You know why it's not as bad? It's not as pungent. This is better. What's the proof on
I'm
this?
I'm breathing heavily.
Rick. 80 proof.
80 proof. Okay.
All right.
God damn it. All right. Am I going to get swept?
This is not that. This is bad, but this is not that. This is just really bad whiskey.
Am I going to get swept in the first initial shots game? God damn it. All right.
Well, we have the bonus question, so you can bring yourself
back. What's the final shot?
It's Coldfoot Whiskey.
Coldfoot Whiskey.
It's worth its weight.
The slogan is worth its weight.
But it's only this big, so don't.
Which leads me to believe it's not going to be as great.
Okay,
as
here we go.
Imagine. Cold. Okay. Coldfoot Whiskey.
Okay.
Final question. I just know you're going to get this. I'm doing shots. Alsatian is another name of what breed of dog? Alsatian.
Oh, my God. It's
another name of what breed of dog?
Is the Affin Pinscher?
A-L-S-A-T-I-A-N.
No, I got it. I got
Alsatian. And that whiskey is staring you in the face, Justin.
The Alsatian.
Alsatian.
I want to say that it's like the it's a husky type dog. Could be a husky.
Could be. You could also be doing that fucking whiskey.
I'm thinking like a Malamute or a husky, but I'm also thinking
running out of time.
Perhaps
the clock is ticking.
I'm going to go with a husky.
Final answer.
Yes,
but are you sure? You're
definitely not sure. I'm definitely not sure.
Alsatian is another name for the German Shepherd.
Ah, okay.
The German Shepherd.
I didn't know that.
All right,
there's a lot of things I don't know.
Let's see. I don't want any of it. You can have it all. Any good?
No, dude. Holy shit. Dude, you have to taste. Oh
no, I don't want to taste.
I've got the hiccups right, dude. Just with the tiniest bit.
Oh my God,
this honestly tastes like a kitchen cleaner.
This
is so fucking bad. Dan, taste this.
Oh, okay, great. Let me try.
Just a little. It's so weird that it doesn't really have a flavor; just as a feeling. Mm. It's just like,
and it feels like depression. That is not good.
It's not good. It feels like COVID.
Oh boy!
All right, let's go with the bonus question.
So the bonus, we'll leave it up to our shots guy. What is the shot for the bonus question? What of the three we've
just
had?
Just pee in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, God, what should it be? One of those. Let's go one of those. Kansas Spirit Whiskey.
Kansas was the best of the worst.
All right, we'll go. Well, then why aren't we going harsher? All right, we'll do that. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
This is my chance to tie. And at least save face here. Okay, we're going to one more shot of Kansas Spirit Whiskey on the line. Justin Silver, The Language of Dogs. Go there. Check it out on Instagram. The guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, we'll see.
He doesn't know Alsatian.
Well, I know now.
The bonus question, the final question in our game. According to the American Kennel Club, what is the most popular dog breed in America, having held the title since 1991?
It's either the Labrador, the Yorkie, or the American Staffordshire Terrier. If you are, but that's also regional. I'm going to say the Labrador.
The Labrador Retriever. Final answer.
The Yorkie. I know the Yorkie is the most. I know New York's saying. New York is the most. I'm going to say. Wait, what year is this?
No,
now?
This dog has been the most popular dog since 1991. Remains the most popular dog all that time. So 30 years, this dog has been the most popular dog breed in America, according to the American Kennel Club.
I'm going to say the Lab.
The Lab. Are you sure?
No.
But that is your final answer.
I'm an expert on dog training, not the trivia of all things dog. So I'm just trying to save face here. I'm going to go with the Lab.
For the fourth and final shot.
Yes.
Has Justin Silver answered correctly? The correct answer is Labrador Retriever. This guy.
So three out of four is not bad.
Thank God I did this interview with Jessica Hall before this segment. Oh, boy. All right, well, listen, I'm not a big fan of how this initial game of the shots game turned out. We will have Justin Silver back on.
Yes.
And trust me, I will be asking much harder questions. I'm going to be asking you, like, what size my dog shit was yesterday.
I know the answer to that because he lives with me half the time.
Justin Silver, ladies and gentlemen, The Language of Dogs, where else can people find you?
There's a YouTube channel, The Language of Dogs. There's the Instagram. There's TikTok, unfortunately. And then there's my books and website and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and of course,
just search The Language
Tinder
of Dogs.
And Bumble,
Tinder,
and Hinge. He's on
Grindr,
all those. Grindr.
He's
everywhere. Justin, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
The initial shots game.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm more honored than when I brought Buna on the World Dog Awards, I have to tell you.
You've done it, my friend. You've done it.
Thank you. Dan, thank you for having me. Game. Game. Game.
Everybody! Hey, all you WWDers. I want to tell you about a rum. But it's not just any rum. Oh, no, no, not at all. I'm talking about Batiste rum. The first sustainable American craft rum. I like to call it a 3R rum because the makers of Batiste rum practice regenerative agriculture, they use renewable energy, and they make responsible choices. It's an eco-positive, carbon-negative manufacturing process from start to friggin' finish. Batiste rum is made from 100% pure fresh cane juice, unlike molasses or sugar crystals. If you like your tequila 100% agave, then you're going to love your rum 100% cane juice. They go from cane field to rum in under 40 hours. I mean, minimal processing, there's no cooking, it's single distillation. It's distilled sunshine, baby. Check out BatisteRum.com to learn more. That's BatisteRhum.com. The H in rum is a tip of the hat to the French Caribbean where it's sourced. And that H is silent, but I promise you, after you taste Batiste rum, you won't be silent. Like me, you'll be crowing about it to everybody you know. Joining me now, an old friend. I don't mean old.
Yeah.
Young and spry.
Perfect.
But I've known her. Known her for a while. She, boy, MTV, E, Playboy Radio, so many things. Of course, famously co-hosted my old show, Dan Dunn's Happy Hour, a couple of times back in the old Sirius XM days. Jessica Hall.
I think that's what I'm most known for, is being your little sidekick a couple times.
People stop you on the street,
they
right?
They do. They're like, oh my gosh, I heard you on the Dan Dunn show. I'm like, that was me.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, and I left out the founder, would you say? Uh-huh. Proprietor of Fetch.
Yes. Fetch cocktails.
Premium cocktails in a can. I got one right here in front of me. I'm looking forward to diving into it.
Yes. Taste it.
Right now?
Yes. I want you to taste it right now.
I love
it.
This is what I love
taste
about
Taste my
you.
Fetch.
This
just do it.
You're just...
Let's I do.
Go.
I just, I, you're like, it's kind of intimidating though.
You're like, Dan, I've listened to your show and you talk too much. Just start drinking.
I'll tell you, there's only 80 calories in that. It's premium vodka, soda, water, and just like a little bit of cranberry, like 100% pure cranberry that we had to put a tad bit of agave to make it sweet. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
It's so simple.
Are you having
And
some?
It's 80 calories. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Right. Oh, sorry. I'm getting old there. You call me your old friend.
You're so not. My old friend.
So what do you
my
think?
My long time friend.
No, forget it. What do you think of my cocktail?
It's very light and refreshing.
Yeah, there's nothing to it. And that's what I wanted. So the reason why I created Fetch Cocktails is because I don't want to mention other ones, but there's so many hidden ingredients in all these hard seltzers that people are drinking. And I just wanted something that was clean. I know exactly how it's going to hit me. There's not going to be the morning hangover. So that is how Fetch kind of came about. And I got the name kind of, you know, from Mean Girls. A lot of people know the memes and the sayings. And I don't care what age you are, especially if you're a woman, you can quote that movie like crazy.
All right, I'm going to say this right now.
Go ahead.
I can't. Where does that come from? The Fetch? Is that something? What happened in
Mean Girls? They just say like, you know, so Fetch, which... Oh. It's kind of, yeah, it's a play on play, but it's fun. It's flirty. You know, the fact that you didn't even know, but the name still sounds cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, I it's a good looking can. It's we're coming up on that time of year when, you know, you're going to be out at like a pool party or
exactly.
Wherever you are. And by the way, I should note here, I'm very excited about this because I've been stuck. Like everybody else, I've been stuck at home doing all these interviews over Zoom. But now today, you invited me in because I just did your show and we're in studio. We are social distanced, but we're in the studio. And I cannot tell you, it's a little bit, I'm getting a little emotional here. It's a little overwhelming to be doing this in person.
See, I think I only work well in person. I've done radio for so long, and I need that. I need to look at you. I need to see your hand movements, your eyes, how you're feeling. Like, this is how I connect, and I'm not as talented as you are, so doing it over Zoom, I did one show, I think, over Zoom. I just cannot
here's
do
the,
it.
Here's what happens with Zoom. Editing comes into play because, again, it's you just the verbal cues and this. When you're on Zoom, people talk over each other a lot because you just simply don't, you can't anticipate what they're going to, you know, it's a clunky way to do it. But more importantly, there's just something about the energy that happens when you're with somebody in the same room, in this case, sharing a drink and doing that. And it's really, I hope this is the beginning of, you know, the road back. It is the road, the beginning of the road back to when we'll be doing this show in person. And then I can just have you co-host all the time with me.
Hey, I'm in. If you give me a cocktail in the beginning of the show, hey, there's my payment. I'm good.
We did the one we did. The last one I remember was, this was SiriusXM. It was you and I, and the guest was Nick Swartzen.
Yes, I remember very well.
Comedian Nick Swartzen. And we had a very good time. You kind of kept the show together because I think Swarty and I started just drinking.
Oh, you guys were hysterical.
And getting nuts.
Yes.
And you were kind of the anchor of this. So I'm
thinking, kept pulling your drunk asses back in. That's what I was doing. We're so, at Baby Blues.
Yeah. So I'm thinking moving forward when we get back to doing this, I'm going to have to, you know, call on you and see if I'll get lucky enough
honored.
For you to do this. But okay. So now Fetch, where is this available? Is it just...
So Fetch is very, very new. You can go to fetchcocktails.com. We are just now growing our social media. We started doing a subscription-based...
When you say we, who else is involved?
I have one other business partner.
Okay.
And they're not... they're more silent. So that's where we
they're
come
mute?
In.
They're mute? They don't speak?
No, they don't.
Oh, wow. Well,
no. And I don't think... I don't think they care to have their names.
Got it.
I mean, I'm not sure. I should probably ask about that because we haven't done much press. We just recently, you know what it's like to start a new business. You have to hire PR. You need to get your social media together, your marketing. I mean, we are doing absolutely everything to launch us like beautifully. We were able to get them into the LA Weekly boxes that went out to over 100 influencers. We're just getting the name out there, just getting more eyes on it. And then eventually it's at a few bars and restaurants in San Diego. We did have a couple opportunities, but due to COVID, with the Rose Bowl, I feel like I'm a broken record because there's so many people that have lost so much, you know, business during last year, and we kind of launched then. So it's definitely been a learning situation here, but we are getting it up and running, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. And it's good. It is what it is. I told you.
But here's I guess. It's a crowded market, okay? Particularly in the last 2 years or so, you're starting to see, certainly in the seltzer category.
But this is vodka based.
Got that? But yeah. What I'm saying is, it's probably gonna get lumped in there. So, what do you do? Like, what is your plan to make sure that Fetch stands out from?
So I think what I can bring to it is just with the marketing, with the social media, with the influencers, with getting it press. Luckily, I have a great group of loyal friends that are in the entertainment business and or are influencers. And I just think that's a new way to market it. So I'm going to be calling a lot of favors and kind of working that angle more. You know, I'm not looking to crazy explode. I would love to see this product on the lake or at the Rose Bowl and, you know, festivals from Boots and Brews, Stagecoach, Coachella, stuff like that. Being that it is what I started this because of all of the stuff that I was putting in my body with the hangovers, not really knowing what you don't really have to say on the label if you say something else. Like, there's a lot of hidden ingredients that they're getting away with. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really into that. I want to know what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my age and stuff like that, I can't handle these massive hangovers.
You're in your mid-20s now, right?
I'm mid-20s, 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many calories is this?
80.
80.
80.
So if I drink my usual 15,
mm-hmm.
Kidding, I wouldn't drink
15. Yeah, that's fine. I'm like, uh-huh. What's there's 6% alcohol. Don't forget that.
Wow. The yes. ABV, 6%.
Yes.
So this is like a strong beer.
Very strong. I have two and I'm like, yeah. No, so, it's not a strong beer because There's it's nothing to do with beer.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying like,
but you know, like White Claw and all that, people think it's vodka.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying if it's 6% ABV,
mm-hmm.
you know, the average IPA is around that, you know, for a beer. So
I guess because
it's it's a 12-ounce can, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's 80 calories,
mm-hmm.
6% alcohol. So you figure body weight, you say two.
And I'm feeling like, yeah.
If I had four or five, so let's map this out. So we're having a pool party in Palm Springs. Just stay with me here.
I was like, let's go.
So we're having a pool party. You have come out to the house that we have rented, what we're drinking, massive house that we'll be renting.
I'm still with it.
I'm making sure my producer's taking notes here because we're going to make this happen.
All right. I'm in. I'm
so
already in.
We got the house.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Hall is coming out with all the fetch that we can handle, inviting all of her myriad influential friends. Everyone's in bikinis except me. I'm wearing a burqa or something.
Okay,
I don't want to scare everybody. But so now we're hanging by the pool. I have four or five of these things. It's not even, there's more calories in a bag of chips.
Yeah. So think about that. Yeah. And you have a good time. You're a little buzzed. And guess what? You're not going to have that hangover in the morning. Because I believe it's not the amount of alcohol that I can consume. I blame the sugar. The sugar is what gets me and what gives me those massive headaches that I just can't. I'm like, I don't want to drink anymore.
But you realize scientifically that's not true.
No, it's all in right. My mind it's true.
Yeah, no, yeah, and trust me, I've had this conversation so many times. I do think the mixers or whatever you're using,
it contributes. Yes,
to
it
feeling
does.
Like shit.
Yes, if I have too much wine and yeah.
But the reality is, your hangover is really based on the amount of actual alcohol you consume.
Nah, I don't think
And hydration is a huge part.
Of course, yes.
Huge
because
part.
I can get an IV and I'm fine, which I have done.
So, man, many a Vegas trip has been.
Not even that. I had you know what I like to say? I shine like two times a year. It's like New Year's Eve and my birthday. I don't know what it is. That's just January and June. And I just go balls to the wall, which is so embarrassing. So I literally call the mobile IV the next morning because I think I'm going to die.
Okay. So you're married. You got a family.
Okay. You had to bring that up when I say I had to get my IVs.
Let's roll back.
All right.
Let's roll it back a little
okay.
bit. Okay. Would you say things were crazy, like back in the mid-aughts, you know, 2005-ish? Was it crazier then or were you always pretty responsible in terms of
I don't think I've changed. I'm responsible, but I know when if I can let loose, I feel like I'm in a safe environment and it's gonna go okay. I let loose. Like I like to have a good time, and I mean, my gosh, I remember being so competitive with yard games and beer games and flip cup to beer pong to beanbags to cornhole. Oh, my gosh. I love a good drinking game. And I still do that to this day. I started in my 20s and I'm now 37. And
have you gotten better at drinking games?
I'm on
or
a
worse?
Cornhole league. I know. I don't mean to brag, but I am on a league.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, I'm actually dead serious.
So you have mm-hmm. a teammate?
There's four of us, yeah.
And you, where do you compete?
Well, it's at the golf course where I live, and it's every Tuesday. It's a cornhole league, and there's like seven teams, and we came in second last time, and I really hope to at least come in third, but I have not been bringing my A game at all.
Do you practice cornhole?
I don't. I don't have time to practice, so when I get out there on Tuesday, it's just kind of free-for-all.
You just show up. Right? Are people very competitive?
People have their own bags.
Like signature bags?
Oh, yeah.
You should get a bag like and have your face on it or have fetch on it.
Ooh, good idea. All that's right. What I'll do. See okay, there. I like that. See, this is your marketing brain. I like
fetch.
It. That's a great idea. Okay. I'm going to take you up on that one. Mm-hmm.
So what about flip cup? You good at that, too?
I'm really good at flip cup.
Really?
First cup flip chest.
I've never really been good. What's the other one where you throw the ping pong ball in the
beer thing? Pong?
Beer pong.
Yeah, I'm good at that, too.
It's strange.
You know what? This isn't really anything to brag about that I'm really good at flip. I mean, I can't play a sport to save my life, but I'm able to flip a good cup.
You can flip a cup. You can play cornhole.
Yeah.
Am I missing any drinking games here?
Oh, yeah, there's lawn darts. There's a whole bunch.
Lawn darts? Wait a minute. Lawn darts are not legal anymore, are they?
Well, it's the way we play. So we put like a beer can, and so we create a circle, and it's a good probably like 15 feet apart from the other one. So one teammate's down on the other is on the other side. There's a circle. There's like a Coors Light can in the middle of it, and you each get three darts, and you have to hit the can, and the second you hit the can, you have to shotgun it. The other person has to.
How did you get the darts, though? I thought they don't make them anymore.
Yeah, they don't make darts?
Lawn darts? You know, the heavy...
Okay, not lawn darts. It's just in the lawn, so I called it lawn darts. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But do you remember... So there used to be a game back in the 70s. It was a different time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And they were called lawn darts. And this was... So they were heavily weighted...
Oh, no, no, no. Like, I'm sorry. I just meant like darts in a dartboard.
Like the most dangerous thing. Back in the 70s, they go, yeah, let's do this. And then, you know, like some kid got a lawn dart in a skull or something.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they were like, yeah, let's maybe we should ban this thing.
Okay. So I take that all back. They're just regular darts that go in a dartboard. I think maybe we even created this game, to be honest. I don't know. I don't want to take responsibility just in case someone's listening. But it's fun. We just, you know, my husband's from Minnesota, so we bought a cabin up there like 5 years ago. We spend the whole month of July there, and we have to keep ourselves busy, so we just have a good old time.
Do you think this fetch will go over well in Minnesota?
I do. I do. I'm going to bring some cases. I you know, I'm big on giving product out to many because I want them to taste it. I want them to realize, like, just how clean it is. And it's funny because I've seen a lot of posts that the girls are having fun with the whole play on play with Mean Girls. I know you don't technically understand that, but the ones that do, it's kind of catchy, and so they like the product for that reason alone. And you know, girls now, if you can't post it or take a photo, it didn't happen. So
no. How do I buy it? Do I buy it in a six pack? Do I?
You could buy 6, 12, or 24.
12 or 24. So what's a six pack of Fetch go for?
Well, we're still right now on the site, six pack is $11.99.
Okay.
And then it just goes up from there. But we're trying to figure out with the shipping and stuff. I mean, we're getting there. We are selling, but it's not right now. We're just trying to really build up the name, and I want to get it in so many people's hands. I want them to love it first, and I want them to talk about it. And I just want it to do so well that we can even lower it.
Okay.
So,
well, now, I mean, now that you're on this show, I'm assuming sales are going to go through the roof.
Oh gosh, I forget. Where,
is there
Dan,
a website?
Fetchcocktails.com.
Fetchcocktails.com.
Yes.
That's, you know, what's funny. I've been barred from so many, banned from so many bars for that very reason, because I would be there and I'd go, hey, fetch me a drink. They hate hate when you do that, though.
Oh, where was I? And someone called the bartender barkeep, and I thought the guy was going to jump over the bar and like tackle this guy. It was awful.
Have you? I mean, I've been in bars, and I know you have too, where I've seen people do this.
That's
snap
not okay.
The finger, and yeah. I'm like, I want to punch them. I'm
yes.
Like, I'm not even working there. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I don't, you don't
are you
snap
snapping
at anyone.
Your fingers at the bartender?
I don't understand that.
Imagine the amount of patience that must be required to be a bartender. Like just the shit you've got to do.
Yeah, but they also have it. I mean, they're smart. They make some good money.
Yeah, but patience, because
I don't have patience. Yeah, more power to you guys. Yeah,
between you're gonna get the people that just want to talk to you when you're really busy, then you're gonna get the people that snap at you, the people that you send the drink back, or you know, the different various things. And
yeah,
I love them. I love whenever I see
they hear the
anyone
best stories,
mistreating a bartender, it gets me.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
Bit, yeah.
Do you stand up for them? Do you say something?
Oh, I'm like the social justice warrior of the bar scene. I stand up. No.
Wow.
I'm meek. No, I don't do anything.
Oh, I probably would.
Have you ever bartended?
You know, I did, and it was crazy because I got hired on. They asked me if I knew how to bartend. I was like, yeah, I totally do. No, I had no idea. I had zero idea how to do it. I was pouring like the night's fancy scotch. Like I was pouring out their old ice. They would get mad. And it was like at a high-end kind of exclusive cigar lounge that I worked at. I was 21 years old. I think I only lasted like 6 months because I did not. There is such a skill to be a bartender. I literally went in there thinking, oh, I could pour some drinks. I'm good at that. No, no, no. And there wasn't. The phone wasn't as fast. You know, you couldn't just go to your. This was 2005.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you mean like looking up the drinks?
I had to. When they would order some kind of drink, I was like, what the hell is a Manhattan?
Who hired you?
I know. I wouldn't have hired me.
It's
I don't know.
We got a high end bar here. Let's bring this
person. There was only five girls that worked there, and we had to sign like NDAs. It was a very exclusive place. So,
where was it, in Los Angeles?
It was in Beverly Hills.
Are you from LA originally?
You know, kind of. My dad was in the Army. So, my siblings and I were all born in different states. But I eventually came here when I was about 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would pretty much say I'm from here.
And so you're 21. Are you modeling then too? Are you?
That's the same year I did post for Playboy, but I also was just, I didn't know what I was doing. I went to college for a few years and then my girlfriend was like, I can get you a job over here. I was working at, I don't know, like two different jobs, trying to make ends meet. She's like, this place is great. And she was right. It was fantastic. We made good money, even though I lasted 6 months, because I probably should have really known how to bartend instead of saying I was one. I just wanted the job.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Good old days. But I did learn a lot. I did. By the end of the time, I was like, okay, I got this. But I didn't get fired because I clearly didn't know how to make a drink. It was just more, it was a little overwhelming with the cigar smoke and stuff like that.
Well, that's got, I was going to say, that's got to be a nightmare,
yes.
Right? I mean, you
just. It was, yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't get out of my hair for days.
Well,
and
remember,
it was,
I just remember, you know, the kids out there aren't going to get this, but back in the day, I remember when you could smoke in bars. I didn't smoke, but.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
I mean, you
God,
still
like
can do
your
that.
Clothes
in the
would stink.
Yeah.
You know, yes. you just got used to it, but. When it stopped, it was so refreshing to be like, oh wow, like my jacket doesn't smell like Marlboro anymore or any
yeah.
of that stuff. But you're saying in Minnesota they're all smoking.
Well, when I first started going to the Midwest, yeah, they all smoked inside. So that was still a thing like 15 years ago. I think it still is, actually. What am I saying? I don't know. We've been out here for so long, like I rarely see anyone smoke out here.
Yeah, no. Well,
maybe
people
weed.
Smoke outside. Yeah, weed. I mean, I'm high right
yeah,
now.
No. Probably, yeah, probably.
But was it shock, like culture shock for you, like when you started hanging out in Minnesota?
Yes, it definitely was. I have to say the people are fantastic, but it was like a little, I feel like California and LA actually is just so, I don't want to say not advanced, but I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. People were just different. They were just more content and
laid back.
Well, we're laid back here, but not like they don't, I think, care as much as like people try to like be a little bit more here in LA, like with their looks and what they do and what they drive. I just feel like in the Midwest, people are just more, they're chill. You know, they have a good beer. They like to sit there. It's not like anything fancy or.
Well, you actually have kind of a Minnesota look.
I do. Okay.
Because, yeah, it's sort of that Nordic, you know, blonde, high, you know, that's there's a Nordic element up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, so, my husband sweet, is.
Yeah. And so mm-hmm. you probably fit right in Minnesota.
Yeah, I would hope to think so. I mean, I like the fact that I can kind of just kind of fit in wherever I go. Because, I mean, I love people. I mean, this has been so hard without having this human contact with people. But, and I'm really good at these drinking games. So technically, I'm great in the Midwest.
So now let's fantasize about the next party. We've had the Palm Springs party. Next party, we're at a lake in Minnesota.
Fantastic. Oh, love it.
Just families around and mm-hmm. they're cornhole and you're randomly throwing darts in the middle and people are like, what is she doing?
No, they all join me. They're fantastic. Bocce ball, you name it. We're on it. Oh, yeah. Bring it.
I got to hang out with you more.
Oh, let's do it.
What the hell am I doing?
Let's have fun. Man. Life is short. Let's live it.
Well, it is. It's so good to see you. And again, to see you in person is great.
Yes.
And I mean this.
Dan, you realize we've known each other for like 15 years.
Since I was like 18. Yeah. It's crazy. Or-ish. I'm old. Since you were like 18. Yeah, it's been a while.
It
has been.
We
haven't changed a bit.
You know, that's what I like. We just picked up literally right where we left
that's
off.
Right.
And I do think it's funny, though, how we kind of reconnected on that weird app.
Oh, Stereo.
And it was, yeah. But that was fine. I mean, we've been wanting to come on each other's shows for a while. So I'm glad that you came on Flashbacks over at Action Park Media.
Well, it was funny being on. Stereo is an app, and we promote it here on the show. I do it. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how much that's working, but I hope it goes well. You know, but Jess was doing a thing with her friend, and so I joined in, And like me, you had no fucking idea how to use it, right?
Zero.
So they're going, oh, what do we... There's a thing on stereo where people can leave voice memos in real time.
Yes.
But I don't know how to screen them. So neither did you.
I played it.
So
I
you just
know.
Play it, yeah. and it's people like, hey, fuck you, and you know, or whatever. There's little kids saying weird shit, and you're like, how do I stop this, right?
Yes.
So, I'm trying to help you.
Oh my gosh, that was like two blondes leading. It was,
but well, I didn't blonde, know what I was doing.
No,
either.
No, it was. Yeah. Yes, but anyways, there's a good outcome of doing that little app is that you and I reconnected. We're here today.
That's right.
We're talking about Fetch.
And you
you're
know
gonna
what?
You're gonna.
You know what? You and I. Let's do this. This show is going up Tuesday. I think whatever day it is, we'll do a stereo this week.
Are you serious?
We'll just jump on and do one.
All right, let's do it.
We'll make it happen. We'll drink Fetch.
Fine, I'm in. Let's do it late at night.
Jessica, where can the people find you on the social medias?
At Jessica Hall. And also, you guys can listen to Flashbacks on Action Park Media. And check out Fetch at fetchcocktails.com.
How about that? Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Hey, this is best-selling author Joel Stein, and you're listening to average-selling author Dan Dunn.
That's going to do it for this episode of What We're Drinking. At the beginning of the show, you heard me talk about Nightcap Live. I'm doing with Flaviar. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, March 30th, that means I'm doing it tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I believe around there. Go to Flaviar on their YouTube channel. It'll have all the information there. You can check it out and be part of what we're doing. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to thank Jessica Hall for joining me. I want to thank Justin Silver, the inaugural winner, or the winner of the inaugural shots game here on What We're Drinking. Thank you, of course. Without you, there is no this. There's no me. I don't exist without you, people. I can't. Follow me on Instagram at The Imbiber. Follow the podcast at WWD_podcast. I'm also at The Imbiber on Twitter. I am on Bumble and Hinge like Justin is as well. So if you're looking, if you're looking for a hot date, try and find me there, baby. See you next time.